Welcome to the Writer's Source podcast.
Welcome to today's episode. Today, live from the abroad. So today we have a special guest on the episode. And, you know, we'll be talking about his book today. Now, our guest on today's episode is Chinedu Achebe. Now, Chinedu is a Nigerian-American who was born in Richmond, Virginia. He published his first book, Blunted on Reality, in 2012. Now, Chinedu also blogs, and his work has been featured in Bella Niger, Applause Africa, and the Huffington Post. Now, he currently lives in Houston, Texas, and his book, which we'll be discussing today, is The Miseducation of Obi Ifeanyi. Welcome, Chinedu. Thank you for joining us in this episode.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about my book and other writing that I've done.
Okay. How are you doing today?
Doing well. It's the weekend here. So just enjoying it. We're off on Monday. So just trying to enjoy the weekend with my wife and my son. So that's it.
Oh, okay. So guys, thank you for your reviews from our previous episodes. Thank you so much. Please keep the energy. And today, like I said earlier, we'll be talking to Chinedu Achebe and we'll be discussing his book, The Miseducation of Obi Ifeanyi. Now, we are always happy to speak with authors about their works, and I am happy to be sitting here with you, Chinedu. Now, before we dive in, I would be giving a brief synopsis of the book. Obi Ifeanyi's life is moving at a fast pace. He is now a husband and father. So while President Obama is contending with a tough re-election campaign, Obi Ifeanyi is dealing with the day-to-day pressures of married life and raising a son. When his former love interest, Sade Olufemi, comes back into his life and decides to run her political campaign with the help of his wife, Nkechi, Obi's problems are compounded because Sade is a secret Nkechi is better not knowing about. While he struggles with the torments of Sade's return, the upcoming wedding of his best friend from law school will lead to the unveiling of a secret that will change the dynamics of Ifeanyi's life forever. Such a wonderful book. Now, before we go on, let me just ask you out of curiosity, and because it is a question that I believe you get asked a lot. Now, do you have any relations with Chinua Achebe?
Yeah, it is a question I get asked a lot.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge. No, we don't have any direct relationships to my knowledge.
Oh, okay. So, did you ever try to find out?
I think the crazy thing is he's his family is from the same village in Ogidi as my mom. So my mom's family knows his family well. So that's the irony of everything. But I think we've asked and done stuff, but they said they're still trying to figure all that out. So, but to my knowledge, maybe it's further down the lineage, but nothing direct. So.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get asked all the time. I mean, everywhere I go, I'm here. Are you related to you? I'm like, no, people are deflated. Like, oh, I thought, I say, not that I know of. If I was, I would say, but we're not that I know of. So I don't like to say something I don't know. So.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about the book. Why the story? Okay. Why choose to tell the story of Obi Ifeanyi? Why the story?
Well, the story it kind of goes back to my first book, Blunted on Reality. And the reason I wrote the book was I was inspired by then Senator Barack Obama. I read his book, Dreams of My Father. And as I was reading that book, I was like, wow, I was really inspired by him.
Yeah.
And after he won, I wanted to tell a story about being an African, you know, being an African living in the United States. And I think just our storyline and our lives, because I think a lot of times in publishing, a lot of the story is the, you know, if it's an African immigrant story, which is an important story, but yes. Those of us who were born and raised in the U.S., our story really doesn't get told in a way. So I wanted to write something that was about loosely based on experiences that I've had in my life with my family and friends, and then, you know, just different topics and things that we talked about. So President Obama and then him being Kenyan was also something, because I thought, wow, for the first Black president of the U.S. to be, have a direct descent from Kenya, from his father, and to have that name, I think for a lot of people like me and other, not just Nigerians, but other Africans, in various parts of the diaspora, I think we felt like, wow, you know, this names that we, people say, well, use your English name, or you can't use this name. And for him to climb the ladder with being called Barack Hussein Obama, I think that left an impression on me that now I can tell my child. At the time, I didn't have any kids, but I subsequently, as I got older, I could tell my kids that, hey, you can reach the highest level. So those are the two components that got me to wanted to write.
Yeah. And I think that I can relate to that, because when I read Dreams from My Father, I was really inspired. Barack Obama's story is one that inspires everybody. So I just wanted to ask, what was writing this book like for you? I mean, the process to getting through the pages from its conception to getting it published. What was it like for you?
I guess for me, since I self-published, it was a little different. Both were different experiences. My first book, I wasn't really too familiar with publishing. I mean, my main job, I'm an accountant. So, writing wasn't something that I do full time. So I wasn't aware of all the dynamics of it. So, the first book was good, but it wasn't the cover, you know, it wasn't the way I wanted to be. It wasn't done with the editing that I wanted. So the second time around, it was probably better. I think I was a better storyteller. I was able to write the book. I found the editor. So I was able to get an editor. I used a pretty good publishing company that does self-publishing. So I was able to get a very good cover design and all of that. So it was, the two books were two different experiences. So I think the second time I had a template of how I wanted to write the book. The first time I was just writing just to write. So those are the experiences going from that part to then the editing and then, you know, getting it subsequently published.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. Publishing a book is not easy. Thank you. At all.
It's not. It's not.
What would you say was the most challenging part of this process of writing this book for you?
The most challenging is just actually doing the writing. I mean, for yes. me, because I think it's the dedication. Yes. I mean, just finding time. Yeah. And then just, you have to dig deep into your creative soul. Like, I think for me, when I wrote my first book, it was a lot of it was based off stuff that I actually, you know, experienced. The second book, at the time, I wasn't married. I was still dating my wife now. We weren't married. So a lot of the things I was taking was like, okay, I had to be more perceptive of hearing conversations from other people about marriage and kids and then these different storylines. So it was a little harder, and it took me a longer time to write the second book. It took 3 years from when I started it to when I finished it. So coming up with a storyline and then just coming up with something that was interesting, you know, that I can draw on different topics. I mean, the book, you know, we talk about politics, we talk about faith, religion, we talk about the feminist movement is discussed by some of the characters. And then a woman trying to juggle between being a mother and also trying to find herself with her career along as well being a wife. So those are the things that I kind of wanted to discuss, because I think those are pertinent topics that we're still, you know, as a society, regardless of where we're at in the globe, we're having those discussions. So I wanted something that would be relevant to people in general.
Yeah. So, because I read the book, and Ufuma and I, we had the privilege of reading The Miseducation of Obi Ifeanyi, and I had a lot of emotions just moving around. So, and I just wanted to ask you, when your audience speaks,
go ahead.
Okay, when your audience picks up this book, what emotions do you wish to awaken in them with this story?
Emotions? I think for me, it's understanding.
Okay.
I think understanding that, you know, OB is a flawed man and he's in a marriage and he's still trying to deal with some of the issues, or some, not issues, but some of the extensions of his previous relationships with Sade and then his ex-girlfriend from college, Tamika. And also trying to have understanding for Nkechi, is she's trying to go back, you know, she's a lawyer and then she's going back to school to get a master's in something else. And she's trying to figure that out of herself, and along with raising the child, that Obi's not as involved in the raising. He loves his son, but he's not as involved. So just have understanding for everybody, understanding for his dad and mom as they try to couple with the situations they're dealing with as well. So I think that's the thing. I want people to have an understanding that we're all flawed. We all have our issues, and we're all trying to figure these things out of our lives at certain times. And sometimes they bleed into other things, like issues that we didn't resolve before kind of come back and come back at us later on as well. So
I am so glad that you said understand, because when I was just all throughout, I was so angry at Obi. I don't know why. I was just pissed. Like, say something. Do something.
Most people are. Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. Most people are. So don't. They are. So that's a common thing I've got, which is fine.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about.
No, it's a
okay. I would like to talk about you generally as a writer. Now, away from this book.
Okay.
What genre do you major in as a writer?
What did I do as a writer? Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, what genre of literature do you major in as a writer?
Honestly, I don't read. I don't read a lot of fiction. I read a lot of nonfiction.
Okay.
A lot of it's like historical people. Like right now, I'm reading Barack Obama's memoir, The Promised Land. So I read a lot of his historical, political things as well. So I don't read a ton of fiction books, but you know, I guess people say, "Well, how are you a fiction writer?" But I guess for me, I always wanted to blend. Like I'm a very creative person. I always think about things. I watch various TV shows as well. So I always wanted to kind of blend my love for politics and social commentary with also just average life that people deal, you know, the issues and life that people deal with. So most of the stuff I read is really nonfiction. I read fiction here and there, but it's primarily nonfiction.
Oh, okay. So I noticed that while within this book had a lot of themes. There was politics, there was feminism, there was cheating, there was, it was just generally flawed in itself. And I remember thinking, you could come out from this book on the other side just being like, oh my God, I just went through a lot. You know, my emotions were so invested in it, and I was so angry, and I just wanted to ask, why these things? Why was it important to you to make Obi flawed, or was that intentional?
I think it was important for me because I think that's the human experience.
Okay.
And I think people a lot of times can gravitate to people who are flawed. If I wrote something about Obi being the best father and the best husband in the world, I mean, that's nice. But we all know in life we all have issues. So I felt like having his flaws, you know, can make him learn about himself as well as he's going through these processes. Because a lot of times he was just going through life like, okay, this is cool. You know, he thought, hey, I'm a nice looking dude. I went to college. I got a law degree. Hey, I'm a good catch. And I think during the course of life, especially when you're married, that's not really enough anymore. You have to be there, involved emotionally. And mentally in your situation. So that's why I made him the way it is. And again, the other topics, I love, like I said, I love talking about politics, whether it's politics of the U.S. or Nigeria, I mean, whatever. So those are great things for me. And just social commentary. I think there's so much happening in our world right now. Whether it's now or when I wrote the book, that's always moving. And I think those things, I'm able to tell my story or convey certain messages through the characters for the readers to kind of make them think about certain things as well. So there's a reason why I do all I'm doing. I'm really trying to get the characters to talk to the readers as well, to, you know, get to the readers as well and make them think about things as well. So. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. We would love you to please share where we can find your works, your other works, and also what we should be looking out from Chinedu Achebe as a writer. What should we be looking out for? What should we be looking forward to?
Okay. Well, I guess I'll start with where the works are founded. The Miseducation of Obi Ifeanyi is at the Roving Heights bookstores.
Okay.
I know they have several locations in Nigeria. It's also available on Amazon, the various Amazon platforms, and it's available at Okada Books. So I know a lot of Nigerians use that app.
Yeah.
Some people use it for reading and yeah. Other, I know, getting access to paperback, you know, everybody has their own economies of scale. So I wanted to make the book available to as many people as possible. What I have going on, I'm actually working on my third book. I've started it. I'm still trying to get through my first chapter, but this book will be kind of, I didn't really have a reason to write another book, but after COVID and all the stuff that happened, I kind of wanted to bring the characters back for all the stuff that happened, especially in the U.S. with COVID and the presidential elections and George Floyd and all the stuff that happened in 2020. So I kind of wanted to have that discussion again with the characters as they kind of navigate this time and this time in the world as well. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now.
Oh, okay. We look forward to reading it when it comes out.
Yeah, we'll let you know. Thank you. Hopefully you won't be this angry. Hopefully you won't be angry next time. I'm joking. I appreciate everybody's emotion, way they feel about the book. I mean, whoever way you like, if you love or hate the characters, it's fine. You know, I think that's a good thing.
Yes.
In a way.
Yes.
So I'm happy that you have strong feelings about him or anyone else. I think that's fine. So I'm appreciative of that.
Oh. Good luck. And thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Chinedu, thank you so much. This was an amazing conversation. And guys, please follow Chinedu Achebe on Instagram and Twitter at Chinedu Achebe. And you heard the man. You can get his books at Robin Hyde Bookstore, at Okada Books, Amazon for my soft copy readers. And please don't forget to like and share this episode if you enjoyed it. And thank you very much, Chinedu. We truly appreciate your time, and we look forward to seeing more from you.
Okay, thanks again. I appreciate it. I like y'all's podcast that you guys bring in various authors
from different
places. So it's good. No, it's nice. I like it. I saw the list of the people, and I was like, wow, you guys have pretty good. You guys reach a lot of people. I know the book that everybody's talking about, Nigeria.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I see on IG. So I saw like, whoa, okay, they talked to her. Okay. So I guess I'm doing something right. So I haven't read it, but it sounds interesting. And I guess for those of y'all who are in Lagos, maybe y'all would relate a lot more to those people that she described in her book. So I'm happy to have a platform and to be able to just talk to people from all over, but especially Nigeria. I think it's cool. So I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to be on the podcast. So I very much appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining. So guys,
all right. Thank you too. Yeah.
So guys, we've come to the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Remember to follow us on all our social media platforms at the Writer Source Podcast and share this episode with your friends and fellow book and writing lovers. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and leave a review as well. Thank you so much. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to follow us at the Writer Source Podcast on Instagram and at the Writer Source on Twitter.